This is UNN Urban Network News Headlines, sponsored by AHintOfMoss.com, featuring 100% wildcrafted sea moss, AHintOfMoss.com. In the news, lawyers for Derek Chauvin, who is currently in prison, will be allowed to examine heart tissue and fluid samples taken from George Floyd's autopsy for an appeal of the former Minneapolis police officer's federal civil rights conviction based on a medical theory that Chauvin did not cause Floyd's death with a knee on his neck. In case you didn't know, former Heisman Trophy winner Herschel Walker, who graduated from the University of Georgia just this week, some 40 years after he had claimed he did while running for the U.S. Senate, received quite the graduation present from Donald Trump. Herschel Walker has been nominated to be ambassador to the Bahamas. The Senate is moving forward with consideration of the Social Security Fairness Act, which could mean higher Social Security benefits for some Americans. Bipartisan legislation to honor the late Shirley Chisholm, the nation's first black congresswoman, became law as the 118th Congress winds down. President Joe Biden signed the Shirley Chisholm Congressional Gold Medal Act, honoring Chisholm, who died in 2005, with Congress's highest award for her distinguished service and achievements. A new study shows that black communities receive less support in disaster relief than their white counterparts, which is something we already know. So the study isn't really new to black people. You've been listening to Urban Network News, sponsored by AHintOfMoss.com. That's AHintOfMoss.com. And for more national news and information for and about people of color, visit our website at myunn.net.